Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Today's almanac is a continuation of the topic of the benefits of corn residue grazing. Extension Specialist Mary Dernowski starts the program by talking about how to estimate the volume of corn residue left after a harvest.
The easiest thing to do is actually, the nice thing is most corn is planted on 30-inch rows, right? So 2.5 feet. And so we can actually count the amount of ears in a row. We can actually calculate how much ears are out there. One of the key things about doing that is that you want to go kind of across the field. You want to make sure you get a good subsample, because you'll have probably some problem areas, especially this year, where some of the reasons why we have down corn is the straight line winds, for instance. And so some places will be more affected than others. And so you want to make sure that you actually have an idea of, you know, what do my hot spots look like, so to speak. So when we think about counting the amount of ears in a row, if we count a 100-foot strip, we can take the total number of ears and basically just divide it by two, and that'll give us the bushels per acre. Now, that's assuming a half a pound of corn in an ear, but that's a pretty good estimate, and it'll get you close enough to be able to make some decisions.
Corn residue can be an attractive option for grazing, but Mary says there might be times when that feed needs specific supplementation.
Let's talk first about our dry, pregnant, mature cows. And to be frank, if you have dry, pregnant, mature cows that are in good condition on stock, so 5+, they do not need to be supplemented with any energy or protein. We will see no additional benefit in terms of their performance, other than the fact that if I feed them some supplemental energy or protein, I can improve their condition. So if they were in poor condition, that's a different story. But in good condition, if you're just trying to maintain them, you need to provide them a mineral and vitamin source and graze them to our recommended rate, right? So not going over that one cow for 1 month for every 100 bushels, and you should be good to go. If you are talking about young cows, so cows that are still growing, so, you know, 2-3-year-olds, then they do need supplemental protein and energy. And so really, there what we're looking for is just a couple pounds of distillers. 2 to 3 pounds of distillers per these young cows will actually achieve the goal of meeting their needs and make really good use of that low-cost feed resource. So a lot of times, because replacement heifers also need supplemental protein and energy, a lot of times putting those young cows with your replacement heifers works out really well, because 2 to 3 pounds of distillers is going to get you about a pound a day on like a 600-700 pound heifer. So you can kind of like, I achieve the goal of developing my heifers, and I'm also making sure that my young cows are getting what they need, and you can run them together and make something that's pretty efficient.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.